Hi there, and welcome to our Return to Work SA podcast. My name is Joshua Penley Churchill, and I'm the Program Coordinator for Scheme Support at Return to Work SA. In today's episode, I am learning all about Reconnect. What is the Reconnect service? How does it work? And most importantly, what do I need to do if I want to access Reconnect services? So who better to help me understand all that than our very own Return to Work SA Reconnect advisor, Darren Smith, who is joining us today. Thanks for coming in, Darren.
Hi, Josh. How are you going? Pleasure to be here.
So, Darren, you're going to help us learn all about Reconnect and what it's all about. So give me a bit of a high-level understanding of this product. What's Reconnect and what does it do?
So, Josh, Reconnect is a free and voluntary service that helps people who have had some contact with the Work Injury Insurance Scheme link up with other community support services. So, typically, we might help people make contact with the Centrelink scheme and initiate a claim for a payment through Centrelink. We could also help them link in with financial counselling services in the community, potentially accommodation as well, if that's something that they need to address at that point in time. And equally too, we can help out with career services as well, whether that might be putting together a resume or viewing existing one, and equally talking to them about what sort of job search strategies they could consider using, and potentially what the current trends are in the labour market. So there's a variety of services that we offer people, and it's certainly not limited to those we've just spoken about, and it's very much tailored to the client's needs themselves. So we have a chat to people about what they think the steps might be for them, given their journey through the claim or potentially as it's coming to a close, and what they think the next steps might be for them as such.
Cool. So we had those four main areas. We had Centrelink, we had financial counselling, we had accommodation services and career services. So who is Reconnect for? Where are people at when they access and want to connect with Reconnect?
So Reconnect's for pretty much most people have had some contact with the Work Injury Insurance Scheme. So that could be for people whose income support's about to stop. Equally, those who have lodged a claim and are waiting for it to be accepted. Even people who have actually lodged a claim but then had it rejected are still entitled to access the Reconnect services.
Cool. So I can have it on a rejected claim. I don't have to have an accepted claim.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you've had that contact with the scheme and it's been rejected, you're still entitled to access our services. So that, once again, we can actually help you link in with those community supports you might need to think about making contact with to help you move on, given your current circumstances.
Cool. So I know that under the new scheme we have 2 years of income support, and then I can also go on to receive another 12 months of medical expenses only. If I'm receiving medical expenses only, can I also access Reconnect?
Sure, absolutely. So even with that period there, you can still access Reconnect, and we can help you in terms of having a chat about what your priorities are at that point in your life and help you to make contact with those relevant services.
Cool. What if I'm self-insured?
That's fine. If you work for a self-insured employer, those employees and claimants are still entitled to use Reconnect services.
Cool. So in terms of the services that are available to me through Reconnect, are they intended for me as an individual, or can these extend beyond me and help my family out as well?
A good question, Josh. A bit of both, actually. So certainly the person who's lodged the claim or been involved directly with the Work Injury Insurance Scheme, but equally too, the services can extend to immediate family members as well. So if you consider the ones we spoke about previously, say Centrelink and financial counselling accommodation and that, you could quite easily imagine that a lot of those core social issues can touch on a family as well. So the services absolutely are for the person who's had the primary contact with the scheme, but equally too, can extend to helping out immediate family members.
Cool. Have you got any examples of what that might look like?
Sure. Recently, the team was involved with helping a family as such. It was actually the husband or the father that had the direct contact with the scheme, but naturally had some young kids in the family, and they were, facing some issues with being able to start the school year with some textbooks and uniforms and just the fundamentals, really, for kids going to school. So one of the Reconnect advisors was actually able to help the family make contact with a community organisation that helps families with some of those basics in terms of getting the kids ready to start school.
Awesome. So we talked about those four areas: Centrelink, financial counselling, accommodation services and career services. Can we unpack that a bit more? So what type of services do you help a participant engage with through Reconnect services?
Sure. So if we look at Centrelink for argument's sake, Josh,
yep.
We typically help people just start that Centrelink application process. So some of our clients may have never been into Centrelink or even a large government organisation before, so they perhaps find the whole process a little bit intimidating. So we can act as a support person to go along with them and just initiate that claim. And, understandably, Centrelink will want to speak to the person themselves, so we're not there to speak on behalf of the person or act as an advocate,
okay.
But more or less just to help guide them through that process and sort of just provide a support essentially and help them get started with their Centrelink application so that they can engage with that process, if you like, which is obviously completely different to work injury insurance scheme and get started.
Yeah, because those things can be pretty complicated and confusing if you've never had anything to do with something like Centrelink in the past.
It can be a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah, often people have got a lot of things on their mind at that point of time and they need to start with, obviously financial concerns are a big thing and it's good to have some source of income coming through. So there's usually a lot going on their mind when they're attempting to access Centrelink. So some people will need that support. Other clients are fine with it. They're quite okay with going into Centrelink and initiating that, and that's fine. They don't have to have us to go into Centrelink, but if people feel as though they just want that additional bit of support, we can go along with them with a visit to Centrelink and help them with that process.
So it sounds a bit, it's very case-by-case basis is what I'm picking up. It's something that's tailored to the individual and your approach would, I guess, is it fair to say you'd adjust that approach depending on what that individual needs?
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head. It's very much client-driven. So people are under no obligation to accept any of the suggestions that a Reconnect advisor might make. And equally too, we have a chat to the clients about what the next steps might be for them, what they want to do and not do. And we very much take the lead from the clients themselves. And you're quite right. It's very much different depending on who you're talking to.
Cool. So what would a typical day look like for you as a Reconnect advisor? I'm guessing it's probably not completely desk-based. You get the opportunity to go out on the road, meet with people. Can you talk me through what a typical day might look like?
Absolutely. So I guess leading on from that whole client-centered approach, typically we usually receive most of our referrals or speak to people in the first instance over the phone. And that's where we'll introduce the service and give them an idea of what it's about, sort of similar to what we're doing right now.
Yep.
And then we'll have a discussion with the client around whether they want to meet up face-to-face. And typically that's in a public place, say a public library. And then we can have further conversations with them about whatever they've identified the support that they want to be able to pursue. So it's a mix of both. And you know, you can do both, obviously a bit of telephone-based support mixed in with face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much something that's decided upon between the client and the Reconnect advisor themselves.
Cool. Do I need to prepare anything? I know, for example, if I was to try and get, when I'm lodging a work injury claim, there's lots of information that I need to submit and, you know, forms I need to fill out, etc. With Reconnect, do I need to pre-prepare anything prior to contacting you guys, or does that work?
Yeah, not necessarily, Josh. It's helpful if people can have a bit of a think about what the next steps might be for them, given their current situation in life. But it's not something they absolutely have to do before they make contact with Reconnect. And in fact, some of the challenges, and our clients have mentioned this in the past, some of the challenges are just being aware of what some of those support services are in the community.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's certainly where we can help. We can sort of say, look, have you thought of X, Y, and Z? So look, it's great if they have, and I'd encourage people to have a little bit of think about what sort of support they might need. But equally, it's not a barrier to contacting Reconnect if you haven't done so.
Cool. So what don't you do? What isn't Reconnect, if I can frame it that way? Is there areas or services that you don't engage with? What would be an example of something where Reconnect, I suppose, draws the line and says, that's not quite us, it's not quite what we do?
Sure. So it's definitely not an advocacy service. So if we just touch back on that example at Centrelink, we can't speak on behalf of the client. We can't be a signatory or representative on behalf of the client. Okay, it's very much a support service. And equally, we're not a job placement service as well. So to use that previous example, Josh, around the career support services, we can help out with sort of the resume preparation and suggest job search strategies, etc. But we're not job placement as such. So the expectation, Josh, is that people, we're a guide, if you like,
uh-huh.
But clients really still need to do the legwork themselves.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. So how do people get started? If this was a service that I think, you know what, absolutely, it's something that I think I need to connect in with. It sounds like there are some potential services that Reconnect can help me connect with and get in touch with. If I was interested, how does one get involved with Reconnect?
Yeah, so there's several ways of getting in contact with us, Josh. If clients want to, they can certainly contact us directly. Equally, they can talk to their case manager about us and perhaps ask for a referral through their case manager to Reconnect. Equally, too, if they want to talk to their doctor or physio or some other health provider or even return to work service provider, they can have a chat to them and ask for them to make a referral to Reconnect. But as I said, at the end of the day, if they just want to ring us and have a chat to us about their situation and what they're interested in linking up with in the community, we can certainly have a chat to them over phone there.
Cool. What was the phone number?
Yeah, phone number. So the direct phone number for the Reconnect team is 8238 5959, or alternatively, if people would like to email us, they can email us at reconnect@rtwsa.com.
Cool. Look, that all sounds great, Darren. Thanks for coming in today. I know I, for one, certainly didn't realise the breadth of services that were offered with Reconnect. I think it's great to know that there are options out there for individuals who may be looking for that additional support after their claim and income support has come to a close. So if you are interested in learning more out there, you can call that number. That number again is 8238 5959, or that email address was reconnect@rtwsa.com. Thanks for listening. This has been Josh and Darren for Return to Work SA. Till next time, thank you very much.